Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. But he got his clothes real bright and clean because he used Tide in his wash machine.
T-I-D-D-Tide.
Transcribed from Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide, the wash day miracle that gives you the cleanest clothes in town, proudly presents the Red Skelton Show. With Red Skelton, Dave Rose, and his orchestra, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGeehan, and Dick Ryan will be me, Rod O'Connor. From the Skelton scrapbook of satire, a story entitled The Devil Gets Loose, and it stars as Junior MGM's clown, Red Skelton.
I don't know if you know it or heard about it, but I caught the devil 3 weeks ago. I tricked him, and now everybody in the world is good, you know. You know, I used to do things not to be bad, but just because to get a little attention. Now, like the time I came running in from playing out in a big open field, you know.
Now, what have I told you about slamming the door?
Look.
What's all the excitement?
I was out playing, and I found a whole lot of milk bottles. Milk bottles.
Well, what's that to get excited about?
Well, wouldn't you be excited if you found a cow's nest?
Oh, I'll be glad when you go to school.
Yeah, me too. Pop catching up with me, you know.
Well, go wash.
Well, ain't you going to kiss me?
I said go wash.
You see what I mean? They just didn't love me. In fact, sometimes my mummy would look at me, then get up and walk over to me pop and punch him right in the nose. I know what I will do. I'm going to get a little affection around here. I'm going to wash me hands. I'll turn on this hot faucet. Hey, don't he? Oh, I scalded me fingers. I scalded me fingers.
How could you? There's no hot water.
I froze me fingers.
I'm going to do with you. At times, I believe you're one of the devil's helpers.
Devil's helpers?
Yes.
Now, that's what she was always saying to me. You is one of the devil's helpers. So I said to myself, if I is one of his helpers, how come I never see him? And there he was. He had on a red suit, a pitchfork, and a tail, and he told me that he could only lose his wicked power if someone outsmarted him. Well, I told him I wanted to go with him. He went in the closet to get my suitcase, and I slammed the door. Come here, I'm going to let you talk to him. Come here. Hey, you red demon, are you still in there?
Yes, but mark my word, wise one.
You dance, huh?
I will trick you, or my name is not Satan.
The devil, you say.
Tell me, friend, how long do you intend to keep me in here?
Oh, I don't know. Let's put it this way. Here's a pair of ice skates. Now you take it from there. Until it freezes over, boy.
Junior?
Yes, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, little boy. I thought you were Junior.
It's me? Since I captured the old devil, I've been washing regular, you know, tied and water, you know.
Yes, I know. You've been such a good boy that I haven't had to spank you for 3 weeks.
All of me calluses are gone. Pop hasn't spanked me either, but I will admit it, it's kind of bored. You
oh,
know,
really?
Yes, when I'm not good enough.
Well, Junior, tell me.
For myself.
Would you like a little brother or sister to play with?
Well, if it's all the same to you, I'd just soon have the pony.
Tell me, is the devil still in the closet?
Yeah, he's still here.
Junior, my dear friend.
Listen to him.
If you will open the door, I'll see that you get the finest pony that ever pranced on four hooves.
A black and white one?
Yes.
With a silver saddle?
Yes.
With a Hopalong Cassidy suit?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm a Roy Rogers fan. Boy, you're out of business, boy.
Well, if I'm going out of business, maybe you would sell the tools I've been working with.
What tools?
Hatred, envy, deceit.
Nope.
They can be sold. The price is very low.
Not interested, kiddo. Not interested.
Look, here is my prize implement. Very few know about it.
Let me see it.
All right. Open the door.
Okay, I'm going to see what the devil... Oh, no, boy. I'm not opening that door. You describe it to me.
Very well. It's a wedge-shaped tool. Quite worn. It's called discouragement. I peddled it at a very high price.
Oh, why do it sell for so much?
Because it's more useful to me than any other of my tools.
You tell.
And now that you've stepped into my shoes, you should know about it.
Oh?
I can fly open and get inside man's consciousness with it.
Oh, it can.
I use this on nearly everybody.
You tell.
Very few people realize it belongs to me. Very few realize it belongs to me.
Well, let's not get sickening about this.
You little brat, let me out of here.
See?
Or mark my word, my helpers will come to my rescue.
Ah.
Why did I allow myself to be tricked?
Why, it sounds like he's crying.
Well, I'm not going to open that door to find out. Hey, devil, are you sad?
Yes. So sad. So awfully sad.
Now, I know I got the devil in that closet because even his acting is bad. Well, if you are sad, here's some Dave Rose music that will he's going to play for you. It's My Heart Cries for You.
Cleanest clothes in town when you use Tide in your washing machine. How do we know? Laboratory tests. Tests against this soap, that soap, everyone you can think of, most likely everyone you've ever used. And how does Tide stack up against them? Well, just listen to this. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. Yes, we've got the facts and figures to prove it, but you've got even better. You've got the cleaner print dresses your little daughter wears, the cleaner dungarees on that youngster of yours. So, lady, remember this next wash day. When you take a Tide wash out of the rinse tub and hang it up, well, you've got yourself the cleanest wash in town.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town with
T-I-D-E, Tide.
T-I-D-E-Tide.
T-I-D-E-Tide.
Hey, Rod.
Yeah?
I just heard that a lot of people are going to try to talk Junior into letting the devil out of the closet.
Well, we got Deadeye and Cauliflower acting as bodyguards.
Yeah, but turn on the television. I want you to see how the world has really changed since this time.
And now a talk by the president of the California Chamber of Commerce.
As president of the California Chamber of Commerce, I want to say that I have never seen that beautiful weather. The skies are blue, there's no rain or smog. It's this lovely, ideal climate for you tourists, and I'm really enjoying myself. So why don't you plan your vacation in Florida with me?
New York City, New York.
Yes, we vote yes. That feels good to say yes.
You have just heard Molotov at the United Nations.
More strange things are happening throughout the world. In Dublin, Ireland, they are making preparations for the St. Patrick's Day celebration. Paul Robeson will sing God Save the King.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
We gamblers have installed a new method of card playing, a deck with all aces.
All aces?
Yeah, this is to discourage cheating.
Hollywood, California.
What was that?
A lady just got a seat on the Sunset bus.
Moscow, Russia. Today, Joe Stalin admitted he was a communist, but denies he ever carried a card.
Sounds like the guy's going Hollywood.
Chicago, Illinois. Down at the Central Meat Market, a curious scene is taking place.
How much is a tenderloin steak?
50 cents a pound.
My goodness, don't you lose a lot of money that
way?
Yeah,
but look at all the nice people I meet. You know, it's hard to believe. Gosh, I wish things were like this when we were in the Army, you know? Remember that sergeant we had?
Yeah, that sergeant.
What a guy I had. No kidding. This guy had the greatest routine you've ever heard. He's, all right, you men, you're in the Army now. Make up your mind to like it, whether you don't or not. Now, when I yell fall in, I want to hear a stampede coming out of that barracks. I only want to hear that door slam once. And when that dust settles down, I want to see four rolls of corn standing there. And when I yell eyes right, let me hear them eyeballs click.
I wonder what the Army's like now.
I don't know. Let's find out.
Sergeant?
Well, here I am.
I love that song. I can't remember the words to it, though. What did you want, mister?
Don't you have any respect for your superior officers?
Superior officer you are?
Yes, don't you see these two stars on my shoulder?
Yes.
You know what that means?
You have two boys in the service?
Look, I'll tell you what. Just call me Clem, General. I ain't rank happy, you know. What can I do for you?
Well, I was just sitting up at headquarters, and I thought it would be nice.
That's nice, yes. Hello, people up there.
Yes, oh, very yes. Nice.
We like it down here, too, you know.
Uh-huh. I thought it would be nice if I said hello to the boys.
Oh, I don't know about that. You see, it's only 8 o'clock in the morning, and some of the boys ain't up yet.
Oh.
But you're carried away, you know. What do you want to see them about?
Discharge papers.
Oh, well, you're in trouble there, boy. You're in trouble. They're so happy with Army life now, I don't think civilian life would go for that stuff anymore. They won't even take a 6-hour pass at Pendleton.
Why not?
They're afraid they'll get drafted.
Well, if it'll just stay the way it is now.
Yeah, but I got a feeling that it won't. Those pressure groups are on the march. Get another station on there, will you? That San Fernando Red's on every hour trying to talk Junior into letting out that devil.
Yeah, leave it to that crooked politician to mess it up.
We regret to announce that the program that was to be heard at this time will now be heard. And so we give you His Honor, San Fernando Red.
Thank you. My friends... And you are my friend. I am a politician, but I want you to know that I don't have to do this for a living. I repeat, I don't have to do this for a living. I make a lot of money elsewhere. A lot of money. Of course, how much longer I can keep playing basketball, I don't know. As you all know, as I said during my campaign, that there was nothing that I wouldn't do for you. And I've kept my word. I've done nothing. Now, I want you to listen to me, and I hope I'm getting through to you. You put me in the office, and I carried this election by 3,000 votes, and that's mighty good. Mighty good in this district, when you take in consideration that there's only 1,000 voters. Now, listen to me, because I may not get to talk to you for a couple of days. I'm going to Key West. We're going to have a meeting down there, you know. I'm going to rent a yacht and go out and fish for some red herring. That's if my brother, who's with the RFC, can slip me a few. Of course, I am an honest man. As you see, as I'm standing here now, I've got my hands in my own pocket. For a change. As you all know, that I am for you. I am for you. I think the same way that you think. I fight about taxes. I hate taxes. I repeat, I hate taxes. And I've got a prison record to prove it. Now, I'm going to talk to you like a brother. If you happen to be a woman, I'll talk to you as a sister. Well, there's a brilliant line, isn't it? I'll think. I believe. Yes, I believe. I believe that old man Moe is dead. No. You know, there's a laugh of myself sometimes to keep him getting lonesome, you know. I think that boy should turn that devil loose. This sudden change in the world ain't right. We ain't geared for it. Now, I'm not talking for any party in particular. No party's back of me on this. Because I'll tell you, I'm not a Democrat, I am not a Republican, or I am not a socialist. Now, let's see what the boys say I am. Oh, yes, and it's in big letters, too. Well, now, just look at the things that have happened all over the world since this boy has locked up this evil force. There are no wars, no lives, no thievery. Some say yes, some say no, but I say we should vote on it. Thank you, neighbor.
Thank you.
You've heard us call Tide a miracle, and that's exactly what Tide is. Why, the single fact that Tide banished soap film is what made no rinsing practical. So if you're one of the women who likes to wash without rinsing, you use Tide, because Tide will give you the cleanest possible no-rinse wash. And of course, you'll save all that time and work, too. Now, on the other hand, if you prefer to rinse your clothes, and I know most of you do, here's what Tide promises you. Tide will get your clothes cleaner than any soap on earth, cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. Tide will give you cleaner shirts for your husband, cleaner play clothes for your children. Yes, a Tide wash is the cleanest wash in town.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town with
T-I-D-E, Tide.
T-I-D-E, Tide.
Folks, there's no use dragging this out. You know why we're here at Junior's house. To take a vote on whether the devil should go free.
Yeah, and I say keep him locked up. That's what I say. Keep him locked up.
Has it affected your life, Mr. Lumpum?
It certainly has. I've been grounded for 3 weeks. All I know is that, yeah. Since that evil force has been closed in on, I suddenly realize when you sober up, you got to face the same problems, you see.
Just a minute. I bumped into you coming out of a bar only last night.
Oh, was you the lady who was in such a hurry to get in there?
What were you doing there?
I was saying hello to a few friends of mine. Oh, I may have taken a pretzel or two, but... I went in and some of those guys think of keeping the devil locked up is sort of idiotic, you see. That's him.
Wooly, as a friend, did you have a drink?
Well, I'm tapering off, you see. Mm-hmm. I nothing but Airwick now. heavy garlic eater, you know. I had a Wooly Lump Lump special.
What was that?
That's 2 ice cubes and a glass of hot water diluted with an 8-ounce glass of cold water. Well, there's a lot of nothing, huh? I think you should keep that devil locked up. I'll tell you why. You see, I'm an atomic research worker, and all the time there were spies, nothing but spies. But now they've disappeared. Do you know what happened to me just the other day over at Joe's place? I went in there. Service, how about a little service here?
Please, Willie, please.
Well, I want some service.
What do you want?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know? I don't tell anybody anything. There's too many spies around.
What's the trouble, Joe?
I want some service. That's what I want.
Okay, take it easy. Willie, what are you doing back? You just walked out of here a couple of minutes ago after you ate a 7-course dinner. Ooh. Now what do you want?
A toothpick.
Toothpicks don't come with our blue plate
Look,
special.
I want a toothpick. The steak you served me, I stuck in one of my cavities up here.
Our steaks aren't that small.
Oh, no, I got news for you, fat boy.
Yeah.
A fly lit on my steak and he had to balance himself with 1 foot. Now, how about a little nip? How about a little nip?
You've had too much.
Oh, no, no, I can tell when I've had too much.
How?
Well, you see these 2 corks in my ears?
Yeah.
Well, when they pop out... Oh, now I have to put them back in and start all over.
I think you've had enough.
No, you think I had enough. You think I had enough. You sound like my wife.
Is that what she says?
That's what she always says just before she passes out. You see, give me a little nip, will you? I'm an atomic research worker, and I have to be alert.
You say you're an atomic research worker?
Yeah. I'm the best little research worker. I locate uranium.
Give him another drink. Maybe our chance to find out something. Hey, you feel like another one?
Oh, boy, what a head I got. Inside of my head, there's a little man keeps pounding with a hammer. Oh, 5 o'clock. Thank goodness he's a union man. He'll stop now.
You know, I just got back from Alaska.
Alaska?
Alaska.
I'll bet it was cold up there.
Cold? My water spaniel cubed up on me.
Well, tell me, what were you doing in Alaska?
Nothing. That's where I get my mail.
You're
not getting anything out of me, boy.
Maybe you could tell me something.
What's this?
You know where the Pacific Fleet is?
I most certainly do.
Where is it?
In the water.
Oh, a wise guy, huh? Here, have another drink.
Oh, I can't drink anymore, but it's a shame to waste it. Just pour it over me.
Say, big boy, why do you drink so much?
It's on account of my asthma.
Well, drinking is bad for asthma.
Listen, if it's good enough for me, it's good enough for asthma.
So you say you're a government atomic research worker?
That's right. I travel all over the world.
Where do you go from here?
A special mission, the largest deposit of uranium in the world.
Where are you going?
I can't tell you. It's a secret. But, boy, am I going to have fun riding in that kangaroo's box.
When are you going to Australia?
How did that get out? Look, you're pretty nosy, boy. I figured I was going to have trouble with you when I came in here. Because you just don't look right to me, boy. You just don't look right. I've seen a lot of people in my day, but you just don't look right to me. I can hardly see you.
Look. You better stop drinking or you won't be able to drive your car.
You better start reading them lines quicker or we ain't going to be here next week. What car? I don't drive a car. I got a green elephant parked outside. I'm going to learn to ride an elephant so when I get to Egypt, I'll know how to ride. You see, I'm going on the next troop ship.
A troop ship?
Yeah.
When?
Oh, no. I ain't going to get it out of me. My tongue ain't that loose yet.
About that troop movement, do you think you could remember if you had another drink?
Oh, it could be.
Okay. Here you are.
Oh, just throw it in my face. I'll drink it slowly.
Now, when is that boat sailing?
Well, I can't remember. Here, call this number and make out like you're me and ask them, please.
Mm-hmm. Well, swell. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Hello? St. John's Hospital, psychopathic ward.
You know I get more free drinks this way.
Thanks, boy.
That's why I say don't let that devil out
now
of the
Now, wait just a minute there, bud. I represent the ladies of the La Brea Tar Pit Society, and I say let him out.
No.
Yes, it's unconstitutional to hold someone against his will.
Thank you, friend.
Quiet. That devil's going to speak now.
If the little boy lets me out, I will promise not to tempt anyone ever again. I have removed my horn and long tail. I have no power anymore.
You really lose your horns and your tail?
Yes, and you may have them to hang in your clubhouse as a reminder to do good.
Okay, now if you give them to me, oh boy, wait till the gang sees you.
March again.
Well, you promised that you wouldn't do nothing.
You fool, you! Never trust an evil thought.
Well, there he goes. I hope you busybodies and you're all happy. You're suckers, that's what you is.
Why do you call us suckers?
Haven't you heard? I called them the way I seized them again.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, until next Sunday...
This is Red Skelton saying thank you for all your kind telegrams asking about my boy. He's really coming along fine. And now, thanks for listening and thanks for buying more and more of that Wash Day Miracle Tide.
And this is Rod O'Connor reminding you that Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap on earth, cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. That's why...
You get the cleanest washing down with T-I-D-E Tide. T-I-D-E Tide.
Join us again next Sunday for the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This is the top.
copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.